you take so long to come to me? Oh, baby. And love, love, your love. Tell me, were you hiding from me all the time? Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. Now I don't know just what I'm gonna do.
This is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back, everybody. We are back today. It's a alright November day outside, but a great day for The Spec as usual. I was going to have a surprise guest. The guest was going to be Caitlin Wells, but she came down with COVID. But have no fear, another guest is here. And Mr. Sammy Minch is back in the studio, everybody. Sammy, how you doing today?
It's good. It's a pleasure to be back.
Yeah,
it's a pleasure
dude,
to be back.
We said it was going to happen. We said we were going to have you back on the show and we were going to do a Kinks episode. And here we are. A perfect opportunity arises.
Yes.
Yeah? You here ready for this?
I've never been more ready.
Yeah?
I got the Kinks shirt on. I got the Kinks music in my head going through. We're ready.
Fellas, it's going to be a fantastic time. So here's the deal. I got a playlist, a Kinks musical playlist. You can explain what that means in a second. And we're going to work down the list of all these different Kinks songs. And Sammy's going to try to convey to me, because I'm a big Beatles guy, and I feel like the Kinks and the Beatles overlap sometimes in their style and their makeup. And I honestly feel like the Kinks are just kind of a worse version of the Beatles. So, Sammy, what you're going to do for me today is you're going to enlighten me. You're going to show me all these different songs, and you're going to tell me why the Kinks are maybe not necessarily the superior group, but good in their own right. Does that sound like a good plan to you?
Oh, they're the superior group.
Oh.
You will see why by the end of the day.
All right, everybody. Well, we're going to get into one that you could say is probably their most famous song. It's You Really Got Me. It's the song that most people know by the Kinks, and then Sammy's going to explain afterward why there's more to the Kinks than just You Really Got Me.
You Really Got Me is a great song.
But without further ado, here is You Really Got Me. Anything you want to say before we get into this, Sammy?
No, just brace yourself. You know, this is the song that you probably hear on the radio as a kid on the oldies station, but we're going to get into more stuff later. So welcome to the Kinks experience.
Let's do it. The Kinks experience starts right now.
so I can't sleep at night. Yeah.
That was You Really Got Me by the Kinks. And I don't know, Sammy, right now it's just kind of sounding like I Saw Her Standing There by the Beatles. What have we got next?
I would argue that I Saw Her Standing There by the Beatles is a great song in itself. Honestly, it might be better than You Really Got Me, but the Kinks have a whole different library. And what I'm going to kind of go into is why are the Kinks so good? I think their singer has so much vocal versatility. He can make his voice sound like 80 different voices and it all sounds good.
This is
no offense to Paul McCartney, but he's always sounding the same. Love Paul McCartney.
Okay.
I don't want to keep comparing the Beatles to the Kinks throughout this episode.
Fine,
because
they're
both so good, but I want to emphasize Ray Davies is the singer's name,
okay.
And Ray Davies' versatility is just off the charts.
All right, well, we're going to get into more of the nuance of the Kinks now. We got the heavy hitter out of the way. The next song on the list here, Mr. Minch, is Lola by the Kinks. You want to say a little bit about that song?
Well, Lola's an incredible song. It's also one that, like, people know. People tend to know. We're going to get into much more obscure ones later. But Lola, it's really deep. The Kinks, one of the things I love about the Kinks is they touched on very controversial, progressive topics throughout their whole library, and I'll get to more of that later. But this song is about being transgender openly, is very interesting, very cool.
Yeah, that,
for
that's,
the 19 came out in 1970.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to listening to it. All right, this is Lola by the Kinks. Here we go, everybody.
Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello. Please be tight.
That was Lola by the Kinks. Sammy Minch, what do you have to say about that song? And it looks like coming up, we got a whole new album that we're going to be talking about by the Kinks.
Lola's just, it's just a banger. It's just a classic. Nothing much else to say. I'm very excited because those two songs you guys probably know or probably have heard before, but this new album we're really going to start talking about.
Yeah,
another masterpiece.
I love the chorus of that song, and I love it. Yeah, it's very like that melody and the harmonies of it make
la,
me
la,
feel.
La.
No, I'm liking it. You're starting to get me to buy in a little more. Okay, what's this? It looks like we got a string of songs from the album Arthur or the Decline, and what's the rest of it called?
Arthur or the Decline and Something of the British Empire.
Okay, fantastic. You want to say a little bit about the album? And then what we're going to do is we're just going to play a bunch of these songs from the album, and then we're going to take shift after that. But what do you have to say about this album for the
Kinks? So this album came out in 1969. Some Kinks lovers call it the first punk album ever, because what this album really did is it really delved in to why like society is messed up in many ways, and it was one of the first like mainstream band albums to do this. This was before like Let It Be, all of those, like, you know, John Lennon anti-war, a lot of punk bands came out of the 70s, but this came out in 1969.
Really?
And what I love about this album is so much musical versatility. It's very psychedelic album musically, but it's also just so good to listen to. And you can, every song, there's like a pop song, like a psychedelic song, and they also have such different meanings. The first song we're going to play is called Victoria, and it's kind of a comedy song about someone who loves England and but actually doesn't, like, oh, I love this land, nice, that's so great, but it's so terrible in many ways.
Okay.
And then the next song, the next two songs are actually about how war is terrible and how England colonialized, and they're just so, it's political, it's controversial, it's polarizing, and it's just good music.
Yeah, this 69, that was like the start of the when music was getting more political, and you could say founders, are they the founders of punk or one of the founders? They are really...
I can't say they're the founders of punk. This was a great idea, but that would be too disrespectful to the actual founders of punk.
Fair enough.
But, you know, it has an argument for one of the first punk albums ever.
Okay, well, with that, we'll get into the album. We got four songs, it looks like, coming up, and we'll just let them roll, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Oh, Shot on sight. If he dies, we'll send a medal to his wife.
That was a bunch of songs from Arthur or the Decline and Fall of the British Empire by the Kinks. Sammy Minch, that was an experience. That was nuts. I don't even know what else to say right now.
I mean, they're all so different. They're all brilliant in their own different ways. They definitely take a few listens to get used to.
Yeah, I was going to say they feel very complex. Like, I was just sitting back just like surface listening to it, but I think it would take some more listens to really get into the meat of it.
It's true. It's true. They have a lot of songs on that album specifically that aren't that intense, that are more poppy, more Beatles-y, but those are a few songs that I think are special, and I think a few listens would really, really drill it home. That's the beginning of Arthur for those at home who want to get into it.
Yeah, I think I'll... I'm I'm somewhat sold. I'm going to listen to the rest of that album at some point here. But anyway, everybody, it's your favorite time in the program today. It's PSA time. And as always, when I have a guest on the show, I let the guests read the PSA. What's the PSA today, Sammy?
Guys, if it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often, that enough will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. Thank you very much.
You heard that here first, folks. If something's broken, you might want to fix it. Thank you, Sammy, very much for that brilliant reading of the PSA at this halfway point in the show. We're going to actually take a quick break now from the Kinks experience, everybody. We'll get back to it later. Don't worry. More Kinks on the way. But first, we're going to play a song or two from Sammy's and my, possibly one of our new favorite groups, because we went to go see them live at Brighton Music Hall, Phony People. Wasn't that nuts, Sammy?
It was insane. He actually took someone's phone from the audience and took
the
their
lead singer,
B-reel.
Yeah.
He took their B-reel, the singer. What a time.
And it was great. It wasn't that big a space, so it felt like you could get really up and close. And the main singer, the lead singer, is just like off the charts. And the whole group's so fun. All right. Helga by Phony People. Maybe another one after that. Let's get into it.
I know what you're thinking, I'm dreaming the same thing too. And help a tacky, I'm seeing through how you move. Ever since forever, you've stayed in the role. So Helga Pataki, let's clean up this mess you made. Hey! I promise.
made to cry, asking God why I needed this to happen. What said is said and done is done. I don't know when I'll see the sun, when drowning in life's deepest sin, my cookie crumble under me. That's just how my story goes, and I won't look back, won't look back, won't look back. I focused on the parts that died, but not the parts of me that survived. I had to learn new ways to fly. Why'd I need this to happen? As I'm jogging through the fiery flames and trying to save what still remains, I'm drowning in life's deepest seas. My cookie crumble under me. That's just how my story goes, and I won't look back, won't look back, yeah, yeah, won't look back, will not look.
All right, that was half of Cookie Crumble by Phony People and Helga by Phony People, but we don't have a ton of time left, so we're going to get back into some Kinks stuff. Sammy, which song did you say you wanted to play next?
Let's play some This Time Tomorrow.
Okay, anything you got to say about that one before we get
into
it?
This one's just a special connection song. I think it's like one of the best pure, like it doesn't, it's not as deep as the other ones. It's a little more poppy, it's a little better, and it's a little like more tame, more listenable at the first time, and it's just like it's personal connection. In terms of my personal connection, it's just about like, it's called This Time Tomorrow, and he's just thinking about like the possibilities for his later life, and it's all about like this time tomorrow, where will we be. So enough talking about the song, let's get listening.
Yeah, just
to
experience it.
Yeah,
let's
just
do
experience
it. Let's
the
go.
Song
boom, This Time Tomorrow.
This time tomorrow, where will
This Time Tomorrow by The Kinks, everybody. That was fun. That was a fun one, Sammy. I gotta say. That was probably my favorite one so far. I just picture a guy just sitting with his hands behind his head, just thinking about life under a tree. It's a fun song.
That's exactly how you have to listen to it.
You just gotta think of it. You just gotta sit back and relax and just be like, what's the future gonna look like? What is it gonna look like this time?
On a 75 degree November day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Sitting on the lawn.
How is it 75? Anyway, we got a few more minutes. We can play a couple more. Sammy, what are we looking at here?
Let's get a classic one because there's two more I really have on tap. The All Day and All the Night is kind of their other huge one. It's a fun one.
Great.
This is really in anticipation of the final song.
Okay, great. So we'll play that. And then since we have a little extra time, I might play another one from my playlist. And then we can end with that final song
to close
the show today. All right, here we go, everybody. That was Hypotheticals by Lake Street Dive, and before that, that was The Kinks, All Day and All, or Day and All of the Night. Oh, I don't even know what I just said. Anyway, everybody, we have one more song for you today, but before we do that, I would like to thank you, Sammy Minch, for coming back onto the show and putting together a killer program today.
Oh, I appreciate it. I will do anything to listen to The Kinks and hang out and chat.
Yeah, man. Let's go. And once again, everybody, this is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be back next week, everybody. Hopefully we can get Caitlin on. She's recovering from COVID. But until then, we hope everybody has a fantastic rest of your week. Listen to some Kinks. You know what? I'm sold. I'm going to listen to the Kinks more from here on out,
Sammy.
Are
you sold on the fact that they're better than the Beatles?
No.
Okay. It takes time.
No, I don't think I'll ever be sold on that. That's gonna take a little bit more to get out of me, but maybe you can do it someday. All right, thanks everybody. We will see you next week. And what's the last song before we go?
Waterloo Sunset, my personal favorite song of all music ever.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta immerse yourself in it.
I remember we played this song the last time you were on. You had some great memories with the song and just listening to it in the car. I remember you talking about it, and it was a song I actually played. This is like one of the only Kinks songs I play. I was playing it this summer, like riding in the car during a sunset, fittingly.
Exactly.
So that's how you just got to think about it. And we're going to ride off into the sunset with Waterloo Sunset. Take care, everybody.
That was beautiful.
Bye-bye.
at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. No, that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. To think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through.